So welcome to the Council of Deans of Health UK podcast. This is an opportunity for us as the council to reflect on our first ever Race Equity Month. I'm Professor Brian Webster Henderson. I'm the chair of the Council of Deans and I'm the Deputy Vice Chancellor at the University of Cumbria. And I'll ask my colleague Katerina to introduce herself.
Hello everyone, I'm Katerina Koliva. I'm the Chief Executive of the Council of Deans of Health. And delighted to be here with you and talk to Brian about our first ever Race Equity Month.
So, Katerina, this is our first ever Race Equity Month we've done in the council. And it's been quite a month, actually. November was quite a busy time for us, but busy because it was focusing on really important issues, which I know are at the heart of our thinking in part of our strategy. So, Katerina, what for you has been the kind of highlights? What's your reflections on our first ever Race Equity Month?
I should first say that I'm very proud of what the team at the Council of Deans of Health have achieved. By team, I don't mean only the staff team. I actually mean our anti-racism group, which is a group of academics from our membership that came together across the UK and across universities to really shape the focus and the content of this. But what I'm really pleased about this month is how much it generated debate online, on the social media, through the variety of material that we put out there, from podcasts to Twitter chats to blogs. So I think it generated a lot of debate in many, many different topic areas, which are very, very complex. But I think having a personalized view and a view from a person's perspective, an academic's perspective in our case, or a student perspective, was absolutely powerful for me. I really like the plethora of the themes. We had anything from leadership to the Race Equality Charter, to intersectionality in higher education and research, to curricula and decolonization of curricula. And particularly pleased that we had so many people engaging with these debates from our membership, but also beyond professional bodies. And I met through this process and throughout this month with so many academics I haven't seen before, because, as you know, you and I engage a lot more with the deans and pro vice chancellors. But I had the beauty of this is about getting access now and giving access, actually, to a much wider group of academics who work in healthcare. But I should probably ask the question back to you, Brian. What did you think and what was your highlight from this month?
Oh, gosh, I think many things, to be honest. And I think just picking up on what you said, the level of debate and discussion was really interesting. But more than that, there was a real passion from people that were contributing to those various means to actually be involved in something and do something. And I thought that's really important and something you and I probably need to think through a bit more around how that doesn't just become a tick. We did an equity month and wasn't it good, but actually what meaningful action and steps can we take from the kind of learning that we've had? I think probably for me, there's three things that really stand out. One is my own pledge. I've never been asked to do a pledge before. And it took me weeks. I really had to think long and hard. And it was really, for me, an analysis of what do I need? Not just so I can tick a box and put something on Twitter and people can see it. This is me, Brian Webster Henderson, the people don't see. What do I need? And that really was about a deeper learning about institutional racism and what can I do as a leader in a university, in my own university, to really stamp out any racism that might exist by our structures, by the way we operate. So I have signed up for some online training in January, and it's going to take me over January, February and March. And I'm really pleased to be doing that. I feel kind of geared up, and I don't think I would have felt as passionate about it had we not gone through Race Equity Month. I think the second thing probably for me is the session that was led by David Richardson, Professor David Richardson, who's the Vice Chancellor at the University of East Anglia. And he led a session on white allyship. He was very open and very honest around his learning and his journey. So I think as a leader, it was really interesting to me to hear another leader talk about their journey. and talk about, you know, his apology for his institution being having institutional racism within it, and his commitment to really educating and stamping that out as an organisation. That was quite inspiring. And I think for me, as chair of the council, we've probably got a bit more to do with all of our members to help and support them in their learning and their journeys. I think probably catching in the third thing is, you know, out of this, and you'll remember you and I were influential in kind of instrumenting the survey that we did in 2018, I think it was, of our members, and finding that we had very few black deans or brown deans or deans that came from an Asian background, who were predominantly white, and we needed to do something about that. And it's been great during this month that we've been able to launch our Council of Deans Fellowship Scheme, which is aimed at representing underrepresented groups, so really targeted at that, to strengthen diversity and inclusion within our sector. People either based on race or gender or profession. And we've had over 120 applications. That's fantastic for a first ever fellowship scheme, over 120 applications. And I think that signals to me that real desire for people to want something that's going to help them progress. So I feel really proud that we've been able to launch that and develop it. But the proof will be in seeing the benefit to individuals developing their careers.
It would be fantastic to meet them. I know you and I and Charmaine Barnes, who chairs our anti-racism group, will be meeting with the 10 that we're going to be selecting. And actually, the selection process is going as we speak. And I must say, being on a panel for this alongside some of our members and our trustees, I've seen firsthand the quality of those applications and feel very enthused actually by the kind of passion, as you described it, exactly in the same way that people engage with the month and the activities of the month. They are engaging in a very similar matter about wanting to be part of the Council of Deans, wanting to be engaged in policy discussions, wanting to network and wanting to progress in their own academic career.
It feels quite humbling to be able to be at the launch of that scheme and to meet all the successful applicants when they're known and when they're identified. And there's so much more I think we'll have to learn from them, having gone through that fellowship scheme. So I am really hoping this will be the first of many. And you know what I'm like, I hope we can go from 10 to 100 and get as many people through a development scheme that's going to help them and benefit them. I know we've looked at mentorship for them all, and we're training mentors. So it's with excitement and thanks to the Council of Dean of Health race group that I think we've been able to really bring this idea to fruition. So it's fantastic to see. And of course, Katrin, I do believe that is in line with our policy and our strategy going forward. And for those of you that are listening to this at the Council, we are absolutely here to influence policy across the UK and really promote the essential contribution that our sector of higher education, academics and health and social care can bring. We're here to offer great services to our members. And this is a service we're offering. It's about supporting members within their organisations, really develop the talent in underrepresented groups and their leadership skills. And of course, we're here to advance health, education and research by strengthening our sector and organisation. It's really important that we succeed on those measures. So I think it's been a busy month, Katrina, but now we've got to get our thinking caps on and think about, so what next? What can we do next?
Absolutely. And again, it all goes back to our values as well. You know, we have set as our council's values that of innovation, of impact and inclusion. And actually, what a better way to actually demonstrate that. And I think that the fellowship, if it's successful, it will speak both to innovation and to inclusion. So let's really, really look forward to that. It's a nice thing to look to the new year, given the whole challenging context we're all operating in at the moment, pre-Christmas. Yeah. I think I would encourage all of you out there, members of the Council of Deans of Health, but also the wider academic community, or indeed the wider community of those interested in healthcare education and research to engage with our activities and to look, all of our resources are out there, and to kind of respond both to this kind of short chat that we just had, but also to all the other material, the podcasts, the blogs, the Twitter chats that are on our website at councilofdeans.org. So feel free to engage with that and to with us on Twitter at Council of Deans. So thank you for listening. And thank you, Brian, for joining us.
Thank you, Katrina, and thank you, everyone, for listening. Really appreciate it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.